$23 million for developmental services, $2.9 million for substance abuse treatment, and $4 million for emergency shelters were all put back into the House budget. But these numbers were less than what the governor proposed in her version. The committee also restored funding for elderly programs such as Meals on Wheels and ServiceLink, which connects seniors with care across the state. However, the committee, like the House, voted down Medicaid expansion. Senate Finance Chair Jeanne Forrester calls its version of the budget a compassionate one.
We care, and it's all about making sure we know what the revenues are and spending to that. And we've always, just like we did in our last budget, we set our priorities, and our priorities were very clear. We're going to take care of our vulnerable citizens. We're going to take care of Meals on Wheels, ServiceLink, the DD community. And that's what we did.
This week, the Ways and Means Committee finalized its revenue estimates, giving the Senate $118 million more to spend. But many still question if there is enough money to make ends meet. Forrester says they are still crunching the numbers, but expect to have a clearer picture sometime early next week. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.